Now it's been with us for 140 years. The QWERTY layout has been helping fingers fly across keyboards, although not in my case, since the early days of the typewriter, surviving the advent of word processors, personal computers, laptops, tablets and smartphones too. But is it really suited to today's touchscreen technology, or is there a better way? Researchers at the University of St Andrews and the Max Planck Institute in Germany have come up with a completely new keyboard, which they claim makes for faster touchscreen typing. Dr. Per Ola Christensen worked on the project and joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me, what's the problem with the traditional QWERTY keyboard, which some of us, myself included, are still struggling to come to grips with?
The QWERTY keyboard is okay for regular desktop keyboard typing, but it's not at all optimal for thumb typing on a tablet device.
So I'm looking at a picture at the moment of the keyboard you've designed, and two groups of letters split to the left and to the right of the tablet screen, with a couple of thumbs hovering above them, and this is all about making it more efficient to type quickly with our thumbs.
Yes. So what we did is we investigated six different grips, possible ways of holding a tablet, and then we chose the optimal grip. And then we investigated ways we basically examined how users type with both thumbs. And then we fed those parameters and mobile email text to an optimization algorithm that searched among nearly all possible combinations of letter key arrangements. And then the end result is the keyboard layout calc.
And how long does it take for users accustomed to the QWERTY layout to switch to your layout, which I know is called Calc?
So you reach what is called the elusive crossover point after 8 hours of practice.
Okay, and does this only work better for English language applications, or do the letters work effectively in your configuration for other languages too?
So right now it's optimized for English email writing, but you could easily feed, you know, other text from different languages to the optimization algorithm, but it will result in a different layout.
So what happens next then in terms of trying to bring this to the marketplace? Are companies coming on board?
So we're trying to release an app for free because we really want to get people out of the notion that you have to use a QWERTY keyboard forever. And as you said in your introduction, we've been stuck with the QWERTY layout for 140 years, and enough is enough. We need to use more optimal technologies.
Okay, well, fascinating stuff. Well, we'll leave it there. Dr. Per Ola Christensen there, who is behind the new Calc keyboard, MBWH, top left-hand side, and Calc, K-A-L-Q, down the bottom right-hand side. So that's why it's called Calc, as opposed to QWERTY.
Gosh, as you say, David, it's taken some of us a long time to get used to QWERTY. Oh, well. Move on with the technology.